Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. I'm so excited you're here on this very special day. I know that your time and energy is very precious, so the fact that you're popping by to share with us is really awesome, and I'm very excited as well to introduce you to a very special woman who I've recently connected with and loved a bit, Kimberly Englott of KimberlyEnglott.com. She is the president and founder of the Center for Authentic Self-Development, and she teaches her clients to dump the junk and put themselves back on top of their priority list, which we all need, right, without feeling guilty or selfish. She's the author of The Now of Happiness, Your Official Happiness Formula, and co-author in a book that actually we co-authored together, Success Rituals 2.0, which is now a number one bestseller on Amazon. And she's also a publisher of Dump the Junk and Be Happy. So let's just say that she knows happiness, and she knows what it takes to be happy now and how to create a life of your dreams. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Kimberly. Welcome, Kimberly.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm so excited. I love talking to you, so I'm just sitting here vibrating, actually. I'm so excited.
I know. We're inviting people into our own private tea party, I guess, for the next hour, right?
Totally.
So I know about your journey, but I know that it's always helpful for folks that are listening to hear about how you arrived at this place, so that they can see an aspect of themselves in your story and know that it's possible for themselves as well.
Well, I wasn't always happy. Actually, for a while, I was the exact opposite. Like, I had a lot of things in my life that should have equaled happiness, should in quotes, according to my life plan. And as I accumulated things and different status points in my life, I just found that I wasn't finding happiness. As long as I can remember, I was going to help people. I remember telling my mom when I was a little girl that I'm going to help people be happy when I grow up. And at the time, the positive psychology movement is really only about 10 years old. So when I went into university, it didn't really exist. I studied psychology, got my bachelor's degree, went in, got my perfect job. I was counseling with in schools, mostly with elementary school students, but high school too. And I thought, okay, I've arrived. This is what I'm meant to do. I'm really excited. I did everything right, and now the money can come, and I can be happy. And that lasted all of about 2 months. And I discovered really quickly that counseling is not where I'm meant to be. It's so focused on healing what is wrong with you that I found it incredibly draining. And I mean, no disrespect. My sister is a social worker. She is wonderful at it. But it attached to my spirit, and I couldn't let it go. Like, I would go home depressed. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't deal with depression and suicide and abuse and family trouble all day, every day. And not to mention, I had moved away from my family, my friends. I was in a really, really small community starting out brand new. So I didn't even have support. And this is 22, 23 years old, right? So I just found it very difficult and not at all what I expected. So about a year later, I was out of that job. and nearly married and in a new city again. And I thought, okay, well, now that I'm married, you know, I can relax and be happy. And it just wasn't like that. And my life unfolded. Well, when I get a new car, I'll be happy. When we buy our house, I'll be happy. And nothing was making me happy, even though, like I said at the beginning, I had all of the pieces. I've acquired all of the status that should make me happy. Wasn't working. And the tipping point was actually about a month, maybe 2 months after we'd moved into our house. And I'd gotten a notice from our former landlord, the apartment we had lived in. And it had just said, I don't know what it was, even something, you're not going to be getting all of your damage deposit back. And this fairly small thing now enraged me. I was standing there shaking. I was so frustrated with my life and unhappy and resentful at that point. I was a really ugly person. And I was just infuriated and probably shouting, you know, oh, I hate this, and I, you know, hate the landlord, and I hate the company, and I hate this city, and I hate my job, and, you know, just tumbling into everything that was wrong with my life. And my husband just looked at me, and he shook his head, and he's like, Kim, you hate everything. And, like, that was my transformation instantly. I went, whoa, I'm a horrible person to be ranting and raving like this and have someone that I love just casually say, well, you just hate everything. That's just who you are. And my life didn't change instantly, but that was the point where I said, okay, enough is enough. And so that was 2007. And I slowly started to investigate more about what I really wanted with my life. And over the last few years, I've discovered that it isn't about the outside things. The only thing that has changed since that fateful day, actually, has been my attitude. The outsides have all stayed the same, other than the career. I switched to running my business, which I now love. And other than that, and changing my own attitude, everything else has stayed the same. Same house, same car, same husband. Oh, I have a dog. I got a dog. So, yeah, it's not about the external things. That's where I'm coming from when I talk about being happy now is learning to appreciate what you have, not focus so much on acquiring external accolades and statuses and money.
I love that. So when did you know that you needed to take your story and turn it into a system that you shared in a book?
Well, that started 2008. I was in business, but not really. Like, I'm still forming my courage, right? It takes a lot of courage to step out and say, okay, I'm going to change my life. And I didn't have a lot of support at the time, because I wasn't seeking out, because I was too afraid that people would ridicule me for wanting to start a coaching business, right? Because what the hell is that? How are you going to do that? And all of the questions I couldn't handle. So I started my business in secret. And I did it actually in about 6 months. I started in secret. And I thought, okay, well, I'll be the one and only person to become successful completely on her own. And, of course, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so the end of, I think it was 2008, just through a series of fateful events, I was introduced to my very first business and life coach, and she helped me get started. And when I burst into 2009, really, really excited about possibilities, and I start to really look at, because she's challenging me with my thinking patterns, what did you do that helped you really dig yourself out of depression and a life full of anxiety and rage? And so I looked at it, and I looked at all the things that I had taken out of my life. All of that, what I call junk that piles up, that isn't really mine, but put on me, the obligations of what other people tell me I should be and how I should act and the expectations of other people. And it became the basis for my very first program, my signature program, actually, the Master Life Cleanse. And it's about the six toxins, life toxins that I cleansed from my life. The people that were telling me, how I should behave and, oh, you can't do that, like the negative relationships and It was all about the thinking patterns, the automatic negative thoughts that I held, and the limiting beliefs and the self-sabotage, as well as the actual physical stuff that I was holding on to, like magazines from, you know, the early 2000s, and that pair of jeans I had that I might fit into, and all this stuff was affecting me. And so when I realized, I felt better as I cleared that stuff out. That's what formed the basis for my system and became, it became like the skeleton of the book. The book is about much more than that, but yeah, that's where I got the idea.
Awesome. And I know that you have a very special offer for everyone that's listening today, and I don't want to share that right away. We'll leave that to the end of our show today. But I also want to quickly mention that actually you're hosting an emergency mindset makeover telesummit, and I'm also going to be one of your guests, which I'm very excited about. So before we go to commercial break, how can people sign up for the telesummit and receive their registration information?
If they go to emergencymindsetmakeover.com, they will get all the information. They will see my 12 amazing experts, and then I am closing everything up on Friday. It runs June 20th to 24th. Jennifer, you're part of it. We had a great call. We talked last week, and yeah, Emergency Mindset Makeover, it doesn't cost anything. And I don't know, the people I've been speaking to, there's some life-changing stuff in some of the ladies they're with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a blast for sure. So I'm so excited to share this with everyone. So again, that's emergencymindsetmakeover.com. Go there and register and secure your free seat in that telesummit. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Kimberly.
Time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Sea and Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and today we are with our very special guest, Kimberly Englott of KimberlyEnglott.com. And before the break, Kimberly was sharing her journey to happiness and some of the bumps along the way to align to her purpose. And Kimberly, you were actually mentioning something about life toxins. So could you share with us what you mean by that and what those are?
Yeah, the life toxins are just anything, anybody, any physical thing, any mindset that pollutes your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually comes from Richard Brody talks about, like, memes, right? They're just carried down through society. Well, this is what you do. You finish school. You get good grades. You go to university, you finish, you get a job, you work, you retire, and then you die. And that's just how it is. Mm-hmm. And that isn't what everyone is meant for. And just because you don't do it in that that order doesn't mean that you're a failure or that life won't work out. And a lot of that. I had a lot of those toxins about how things should be and how I should be. And if I wasn't able to complete that, then I had a lot of negative beliefs about myself or how I was a failure and how I was a loser and would never succeed. And, yeah, so I looked at the things that were causing me the pain. It was a lot of internal pain. And it came down to those toxins. The first one is toxic people.
Mm.
And I'm fairly good at this now, recognizing when someone isn't good for me. But I held on to a lot of people that were harmful to my spirit. And not necessarily, none of them were bad people. I don't want people to think that at all. And I'm not stating that anyone is a bad person there in any way, or that we aren't all spiritual beings full of love. I'm just saying that for me, for my own mental health, some of the people weren't good for me. And this is a brief example. When I first started a business, the woman, beautiful, wonderful woman. She was a glorious spirit, but we tried to work together. And we worked two completely different styles of in our business. And I discovered that I was so anxiety-ridden at having to work with her because our styles were so different. I realized she was a toxic person. When it comes to being in business together, that's what I mean. I'm talking about the people who hold you back in any way or make you feel like you have to walk around in eggshells or you cannot speak your truth, or the outright toxic people. I have a wonderful mother-in-law, but mothers-in-law tend to be, you know, a bit of the stereotypical toxic relationship, and sometimes bosses or people at work too, where they will actually put you down and make you feel like you're not good enough. Those are very obvious toxic relationships. Then definitely the automatic negative thoughts. That's the main part of the life toxins. I go into detail, limiting beliefs, and also anything to do with automatic negative emotional reactions, fear, anger, frustration. And they all relate, but something will trigger it. You'll have an automatic thought, this is how it always is, I'm destined to fail. And what happens? You feel bad. And the fifth life toxin is all about physical clutter, light clutter, too much stuff. When you have too much stuff in your life, there is no room for growth and there's no room for good stuff to come in. And you can go a step farther and talk about the mental clutter too, like the to-do lists that are 18 feet long, and half of the stuff you don't even really want to do, but again, it feels like, well, I should do it. I'm a good person. This is what good people do. And also things like debt, emotional baggage from maybe abusive relationships in the past or things like that. And the very last thing is not having good boundaries and clear priorities. Mm. So when you have the priorities straight, you have the clarity to move forward, everything falls into place. So those are the toxins that I talk about.
I love how you break those down, and one of my first thoughts that comes to mind when you're sharing that, and it's a question I get asked a lot. I've been asked a lot over the years through, you know, the clients that I've supported, and I imagine you get asked this a lot as well, is how can I protect myself from people's energy, and how can I not take on people's toxic stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to folks who have that question?
Well, in the book, I have two ways of dealing with it. I do talk about the inside-out approach and the outside-in. And the outside-in is simply identify they're very bad for you and end the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no one has the right to treat you badly. You have to leave in some circumstances. Now, most of us, though, if it's intertwined, it's a family member or a boss, and you really can't leave, you have to learn to deal with it, right? So what I do is I, first and foremost, before I even enter the situation, is I ground myself.
Mm.
And I, like, physically ground myself. I take off my shoes if I can, and I stand up tall and straight, and I feel my feet planted firmly on the ground. And I, in a way, I sort of visualize myself as secure and safe and part of the world around me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then what I'll usually do is, as I'm entering the situation, and there's definitely butterflies, but I just make a note of how I'm feeling, and I don't directly enter into a conflicting situation. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people, they're addicted to the drama, and so they'll unconsciously seek it out. So if that sounds like you, be aware of that and do what you can to avoid it. Some people, they'll zero in on you. Say you've got, you know, angry Aunt Gladys at the Thanksgiving dinner, and she just wants to, you know, focus negativity on anyone. She narrows in on you. Usually the best thing to do is to listen without absorbing.
Mm-hmm.
Visualize an actual wall between you, and don't interact. Don't nod your head. Don't agree. Don't disagree. Don't feed the fire at all, if you can. And what will happen is she'll get bored and she'll leave you alone. She'll go and find another target, right? Someone that will disagree with her or agree with her, whatever it is. If you find yourself falling into the drama, excuse yourself. Get out of the situation. Go to the bathroom. Take a deep breath. And remember that, you know, you're human. You're going to take on certain emotions, recognize it, and realize that once you leave, you can let it go. So don't dwell in it, but don't worry about taking on a little bit. And if it gets really bad, I always say leave. Just say, you know what, I don't need this right now, and leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Dalai Lama has a really great quote, which I used to have on my old website, which was, nobody has my permission to walk through my mind with their dirty shoes.
Love it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it reminds me, you know, when you're talking, it reminds me of that quote. And I often liken toxic. I mean, there's one thing to hold the space for people. We all need someone to hold the space for us when we just need to kind of let something out. And then there's some people that make that their full-time job. And I actually call that... Yeah, and I say to people that they don't have my permission to vomit on me. It's like actually what it becomes. And when we can visualize it as vomit, I don't give people permission to turn my energy field into an etheric garbage can for their emotional vomit.
Exactly. I mean, there's definitely... A toxic person isn't someone who gets in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, happiness doesn't mean always skipping down the street, singing, la 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 la. You know, that's not happiness. That's I don't know what that is. But happiness, it just means I'm peaceful with where I am at, you know, most of the points in my life. Do I have bad days? Yes. Do I cry? Yes. Do I get angry? Definitely. I am not perfect, and being happy doesn't require my perfection. However, I do have much stronger boundaries with people, and even with myself, for what I will allow in. And so when I notice if someone is starting to turn into that angry, venting person, where I spend more time feeling like I need to protect myself from them, mm-hmm. I'm aware enough to realize, okay, this isn't that she's having a bad 6 months. This is that she's no longer, we're no longer a good fit for each other. And it could be that I'm not good for her, too. It could be that I'm enabling her bad, her negative feelings, her her emotional states. You know, no one needs that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's definitely a difference between someone who's going through a rough patch and someone who is spiritually not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just because someone needs us doesn't mean that we need to be the ones that hold the space for them. We actually get to choose whether we're going to participate in that or not.
That's right.
So you mentioned the inside out and the outside in, and that was covered in your book. So it reminded me to ask you, because we haven't talked about it yet, how people can get a copy of your book.
Oh, well, the simplest way is to go to the nowofhappinessbook.com.
The nowofhappinessbook.com.
Okay. That's right. Yep, they can check it out. Either grab a copy immediately or buy it through Amazon.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we're going to talk more about your special giveaway as well, and I want to remind people before we're done our show today about the Telesummit again if you're just joining us. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central, and today we have the one and only Kimberly Englott of KimberlyEnglott.com, and we're talking about her book, The Now of Happiness, Your Official Happiness Formula. And so we've been spending a lot of time talking about happiness, but, you know, you were kind of talking before the break, Kimberly, and I'm wondering if you can go into more detail about what is happiness and what is not happiness. I don't know if I worded that properly, but we'll go with it.
I mean, so many people have this vision of what happiness looks like that they spend a lot of time chasing it, only to discover once they achieve it or get it, that it's not actually happiness. And by that I simply mean is that I bet if most people took a good look at their lives, oh, there's my dog. If most people took a good look at their lives and realize that they are happy already. And by that I simply mean that with a little appreciation, you start to realize how good life really is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly what I did to increase my own happiness without actually doing anything. And, I mean, happiness isn't about the BMW or the garage full of 30 Italian sports cars or the mansion on the lake or if you're in business getting that, hitting that seven-figure income, right? I mean, that's what most people think of. They think, I'll be happy when, and then they list a bunch of situations and things that that they have to acquire first. And I got stuck in that. Or I'll be happy if. That's the other myth of happiness. I'll be happy if this happens, which sets you in a perpetual cycle of seeking. And, okay, well, if, then, you know, which also means that if you don't achieve that, then you've immediately set yourself up to not be happy. And it's pretty hard to go through life having it based on, well, I'll be happy when this happens. And if it doesn't happen, then I'm going to be in trouble because I need this in order to be happy.
Yeah. That's such a great point. So for people that are used to setting a milestone to determine their happiness, what would you say to them? What would be the first tip you would give them in learning to step away from that pattern?
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with having goals. Goals will get you through life, and they will definitely speed you through quicker, right? Especially if you're very ambitious. I'm incredibly ambitious myself, and I'm hardworking. I like to get things done. But the first thing that I would say to someone who's like that, like me, is do not forget that. It sounds so cliche, but it's equally important to enjoy the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just a mad rush to the goal. Let's say it's, okay, well, the December 2010, and I did this. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to map out my year. And, by January 10th, my map, my year, was completely screwed up. So if I had insisted on having to follow that so that I could achieve blank at the end of the year, I would have completely missed the journey that I've been going on for the last 6 months. And focusing so much on achieving an end point, you do miss a lot that you could be enjoying along the way. I mean, I never, this the telethon that I did was not in my schedule. It was not something I planned to do. But it was a brainwave I got. The women I have in it, amazing women, I've made amazing friendships because of it. And it wasn't something that I had planned in. I'd say, you know, be flexible. And don't be afraid to take, you know, a moment to go, okay, well, what is going really well right now? Even when it feels like things are falling apart, just sit back and say, what is working? Because something's working. And usually what I'll do is I'll actually create a list of all of the ways that the universe is supporting me in my bid to whatever goal. And I'll realize, oh, you know, I have accomplished a lot, not necessarily what I thought I would, but, you know, pretty good anyway.
I love how you share that. And I realized a long time ago that when I reach the actual milestone, although I'm in an appreciation of it, it's actually pretty anticlimactic for me because it was never the milestone. It was all the things that I got to master along the way to get there that I was actually truly in appreciation of.
Yeah, I mean, anytime I've done something really exciting, you're right. It's like letdown or hangover afterwards. I know. Humans are very adaptable, even if we don't think we are. Like, we adapt really easily. I remember when I left my job to go full-time in my business, I thought, oh, how am I going to do this? You know, it's going to be so great, but I have to make sure that I work really hard. I'm going to miss people. And I had a lot of torn feelings about it. And here I am. I've adjusted fine, and I don't even really remember what life was like before. Like, it didn't make this huge, you know, emotional, spiritual, mental change or shift like I thought it would. Having more fun, for sure. Definitely more freedom. But I really honestly thought that it would be a huger deal than it was. That's like anything. When I got married, it was the same thing. It was a honeymoon period for, I don't know, a couple of months. And then it just went back to best friends like we were before. I mean, it was just, I don't know. I totally know what you mean.
It also reminds me of, I remember seeing this not too long ago, and of course the medical community has to create a syndrome for everything. So there's some sort of syndrome for the day after the wedding thing for brides, where they have this like post-wedding depression syndrome, or it's called something like that, truly. But it totally makes sense, because so many of us are conditioned to that we're incomplete until we're married. And regardless of what our sexuality is, by the way, because, of course, if folks are not destined for that, you know, heterosexual relationship, then that means certain things. And even if folks are inclined to that, the day, you know, we're spending our whole life gearing towards this finding the one and all this investment that's put into the actual wedding. And then the day after, they're like, oh, this isn't what I thought. So.
Yeah. Well, I noticed in my life and my business, and I'm still on the fence whether this is good or bad, but I guess it is what it is, I have yet to encounter any one event that has made a significant contribution to how I am currently. It's really the compound effect that Darren Hardy talks about, Success Magazine. It's the things you do day in, day out, that really become who you are. You can't just, and I think this is what frustrates people, because we definitely like the instant gratification. You know, I don't want to have to work really hard every day exercising and eating well for 6 months. I want to lose 30 pounds tomorrow. Same with business, right? I don't want to spend the time getting clear and what I want my business to look like. I want to, you know, be an overnight success and be making 5 figures a month, next month. And I think that's what gets people down again with the happiness, is because there's this illusion out there that that is what the average, that's what usually happens for people.
You know, mm-hmm.
The overnight success, who took 10 years to do that. The,
mm-hmm.
You know, the biggest loser on TV, and it's time condensed so that you don't realize, well, it happened over 6 months, and they have trainers, and they have dietitians, and they have the support of the group, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the instant gratification society, the drive-through mm-hmm. society.
Mm-hmm.
The scratch-and-win society. Which are all great fantasies, but most of the time they don't really happen that way. So I want to touch base first, before we go to commercial, that you are actually giving away a special gift to everyone listening today, which is a copy of your free ebook that people can get at your website. So can you share that information with everyone?
Yeah, actually, everyone can get a copy of the Dump the Junk ebook by going to my website, which is KimberlyEnglott.com, KimberlyEnglott. And it was published by the center, but it's actually a compilation book written by 10 women on how they got over the mindset challenges that were holding them back in life. And some of these women are published authors. A lot of them are coaches. They're in the inspiration industry, if that's what you would like to call it. And it's a very, very inspiring ebook. Actually, still, it was released last spring, and I still get email from people saying, oh, I love this. This really, I don't feel so alone now, knowing that, you know, these people I admire have gone through this stuff too. And, you know, now look where they are. They're doing what they love and doing really well. So, yeah.
Mm, I love that. So, again, KimberlyEnglott.com. You can claim your free ebook, Dump the Junk. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we have Kimberly Englott with us, who is the founder of the Center for Authentic Self-Development. So, Kimberly, a lot of people talk about authenticity and authentic self, and my sense is that there's a gazillion descriptions that we could find. What is your definition of authentic self?
Well, I use authentic self interchangeably with inner wisdom, your truth, intuition, guidance, spirit, because they really all refer to the same thing, which is the voice inside your heart or your mind or your gut that guides you quietly. And it's always true. It always is. It's you with all of the the stuff stripped away. And Mohandas Gandhi had a perfect quote, and I'm going to butcher it because I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was, to be authentic is when your mind, your body, and your spirit are as one. And see, that's what it is to me, is that when I show up, I'm in integrity with what I'm saying, I'm being honest, transparent, and you know, when we talk over the phone, if you meet me in person, you're getting the same person. You're not going to be surprised and go, oh, that sounds like how you were. And same with on social media and my website. And I just don't hide anything. And that's why I don't pretend to be perfect, because you're going to find out sooner or later that I'm really not. So, it's loving yourself, warts, bumps, mistakes, and fears and all.
I love that. So for those folks that are just learning about you for the first time, what do you do at the Center for Authentic Self-Development?
Well, I work with mostly women who are trying to discover their authentic self again after going through a moment where they realize, a crossroads moment like I went through, where they realize this is not what I want in my life. And usually it happens, there has been some sort of betrayal, or like, there's a scary health diagnosis of yourself or a friend or a death. It's something major that happens that makes you go, whoa, life is short, and I am not living mine the way I want it to be. So then they'll come to me, and that's where, either through my programs or my products or working one-to-one, we'll sit down and we'll get real. We'll look at the truth of what they really want. And it's usually incredibly far off from what they've been doing. Otherwise, they would have been happy before. And we clear away the life toxins, do some changes in perspective, and then work on the gratitude and the appreciation. And there's just some really amazing results that come from having an outside perspective and also someone who doesn't judge you. I know that... just in my own life, as much as my family and friends love me, sometimes just talking to someone who isn't so intertwined into my life allows me to really let some of the ugly, dark stuff show. Like, okay, well, I feel bad, but this is how I feel. And, the non-judgment of my, you know, my best friend going, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. So, yeah, that's what I provide for my clients.
And you do that by phone?
Phone, over the internet, video, Skype, with the one-to-one, e-coaching, I offer too. Yep. I'm in Canada, in the middle of nowhere, so.
Well, I ask because some people, I've learned over the course of doing this that not everyone realizes that is just as effective to work with someone over the phone as it is to work in person. So some people have a block to say, well, if I can't meet with you in person, then I guess we're not meant to be.
Yes, I have come across that too, but even I find that a lot of the people, not all of them, that I work with are local. But the phone is quick. I mean, they don't have to waste an hour coming to see me, or half an hour getting here and then half an hour getting home. They phone me up, and you spend an hour, solve the problem, give them the next step, and they can go on their way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really quick. And the e-coaching, I mean, I have a question, I need an answer right now, send an email, and I'm pretty much glued to my computer, so for the most part, they'll have an answer within a few hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. I learned over the years, too, that there's some folks who actually prefer to work by phone. They appreciate the anonymity and the element of privacy that they get by having that sort of, you know, space and distance between the conversation. And that there's something magical, or there's just something, I don't know if it's mysterious or what that energy is. I can't put my finger on it right now, that people really appreciate. And I remember years ago when I had all these clients simultaneously all in this one area on the West Coast, and they kept saying, when are you coming out? When are you coming out? When are you coming out? So I finally went out. And I created space to see them in person. Well, the amount of people that said I can't come when I gave them ample notice was astounding. And then I realized they were running some stories about meeting with me in person, and that they actually needed to just keep me as that sort of bubble on the phone that they talked to, rather than risking, you know, we all have stories about, well, what is she going to think when she meets me in person, or, you know, whatever's going on. And we still continued the relationship after, you know, I went out there in person. But I find that sometimes it can be more effective because we can't see body language, and, you know, we're not immersed in someone's life. There's actually a safety for people in that.
I totally agree. And I, as a coach, prefer to work that way because you're right. People are able to show up differently when they don't fear the judgment. There's the anonymity. And I can't believe the number of people that from my past that have reached out to me knowing what I'm doing now, saying, you know what, this is not going well and I'm afraid to tell anyone, but I know you do this. Can you help me? They would not do that. Seeing me, I go home for the weekend. They would not come up to me at the diner and approach me with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is something really safe and comfortable with someone with, the ability to completely be you and not feel judged, because you're right, you can't see the person's body language.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there is a problem with that, but with like a real coach who is in integrity with herself, not a problem.
Absolutely. So on that note, time flies when we're having fun, and I felt it was important to illuminate that. People can, of course, reach out to you, and if they're feeling called to work with you privately and dramatically increase their happiness quotient, then they can reach out to you at KimberlyEnglot.com. And I also want to remind people that the Emergency Mindset Makeover.com is where you go to sign up for your free space in the telesummit that I'm also a part of, that's running from June 20th to the 24th. And Kimberly, I'm so grateful that you popped by today and shared your wisdom. It was really a great honor to have you here, and I know that everyone listening today would take away at least one awesome aha moment, and of course your free Dump the Junk ebook at KimberlyEnglot.com. I want to thank all of you for joining us today and popping by and supporting Soul Purpose Central. I wish you a wonderful rest of your day, a wonderful week, and look forward to connecting with you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension. Ascension Path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.